This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Kelly Young, a registered psychotherapist, registered sex therapist, and registered marriage and family therapist located in Toronto, Canada, and developer behind the Be Together Vibe. Kelly, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's very nice to be there.
And you're most welcome. Great to have you out. So tell us, what is Be Together Vibe and why did you create it?
Well, in my sex therapy practice, I see many, many women who are generally just dissatisfied with their sex lives. And more specifically, a striking number of women have shared with me that they don't find intercourse particularly arousing, and they are not able to have an orgasm through intercourse. And in fact, it's not only in my practice that I hear about these concerns. Women that I meet socially, once they find out that I'm a sex therapist, will often sort of pull me aside to quietly share with me that they don't have orgasms through intercourse. And sadly, these women usually feel very alone in their experience. When you think about it, many of us weren't raised to speak openly about sex and to share our sexual concerns. And most of what we read in magazines and what we see on TV and in the movies shows women having amazing, mind-blowing sex. So women who don't have orgasms during sex end up feeling like there must be something wrong with them. But the truth is, most often there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. And here is the staggering statistic. The vast majority of women, upwards of 75% of women, do not reliably orgasm through intercourse, which may sound like totally crazy. Like, how can it be that most seemingly normal and healthy women don't orgasm through penetrative sex? Well, the reason, as it turns out, is primarily related to basic anatomy. So most women need direct stimulation on and around the clitoris in order to orgasm. However, the vast majority of women don't get adequate clitoral stimulation through intercourse alone to bring them to orgasm. Well, that to me just didn't seem fair. So I set out to design a product that provides targeted and customized clitoral stimulation to allow women to reach new heights of sexual pleasure and to specifically orgasm during intercourse. Essentially, I wanted to help women to truly be together, if you will, with their partners in their enjoyment of sex. So that's why I created the Be Together Vibe.
Kelly, what kind of research did you do when you developed Be Together Vibe? I know you probably had some insights from some of the clients that you did meet with within your sex therapy sessions and also marriage and family sessions as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, my first professional degree was in occupational therapy. And as an OT, I've been specifically trained in what we call functional assessment and analysis. A functional analysis essentially involves breaking down any functional activity into its component parts in order to identify specific difficulties or problems one might have in engaging in that activity, and then coming up with creative solutions to those problems. So in developing the Be Together Vibe, I actually did a functional analysis on sex, specifically penetrative sex, to try and get a more detailed understanding of why intercourse doesn't bring most women to orgasm. And in my analysis, it seemed totally clear to me that in almost any position of intercourse, the clitoris receives little or even no stimulation. So then I turned to the sex research literature and found a pioneering study dating right back to the 1920s that explores the possible relationship between a woman's ability to orgasm with intercourse and the location of her clitoris relative to her vagina. And the results of that study, and also the work of other researchers that later followed, suggest that if a woman's vagina is less than 2.5 centimeters, which is approximately an inch, less than an inch away from her clitoris, then she can potentially get enough stimulation on the clitoris just from sort of the in and out movement of the penis and the vagina to trigger an orgasm. So research indicates that the ideal clitoral vaginal distance, or CV distance as it's referred to in the literature, the ideal CV distance to make it likely that a woman can orgasm through intercourse alone is around 2.5 centimeters, which is roughly the length from the tip of your thumb to the first knuckle. But here's the kicker. Only a very select few women are lucky enough to have this sort of ideal CV distance, probably less than about a quarter of all women. So for most women, the clitoris is further away from the vagina and doesn't get nearly enough stimulation through penetrative sex alone to trigger an orgasm. So in designing the Be Together Vibe, I was particularly concerned with ensuring that during intercourse, the Vibe would be providing targeted and customized stimulation to the woman's, what we're actually trademarking, the woman's pleasure zone. And this includes her clitoris, her vagina, and other sexually sensitive areas of her vulva. So we wanted to ensure that all women can enjoy the pleasure of coming to orgasm through intercourse. That was part of the preliminary research that led to the initial design of the Be Together Vibe. But another really important component of our research involved holding numerous focus groups of women, of men, and of couples of various ages and cultures and backgrounds and sexual diversities. And really, we wanted to hear directly from people about the specific details of what they wanted in the Be Together Vibe. And we received lots of invaluable feedback about everything from the types of stimulation that people prefer to the details that they wanted in the remote. So people were, for example, very clear that they didn't want to have to mess with wires or batteries. We made sure it was wireless and rechargeable, doesn't need any batteries. They also told us a lot about the positions they wanted to be able to use the Vibe in. They talked about the materials they wanted, the color, just about everything under the sun. So after each focus group, we would make revisions and we'd make changes, and we went back to the drawing board over and over and over again until we were totally certain that we got the Be Together Vibe just right and that everyone who tries the Be Together Vibe would be totally and completely satisfied, if you excuse the pun. So that's why we offer a complete satisfaction guarantee. So that's some of the research that we did.
In your practice, Kelly, what are some of the most common issues that couples have regarding intimacy?
Well, people seek sex therapy for a variety of issues. Some of the most common issues that I see in my practice have to do with low sexual desire or even a desire discrepancy, whereby one partner wants to be sexual more frequently or perhaps even less frequently than the other. And this discrepancy can cause a lot of friction in the couple relationship. And quite often, issues with desire can be connected to problems with arousal or difficulties becoming or staying turned on. Another thing, the aging process can take a real toll on people's sex lives. For example, as women get older, they lose estrogen, which, among other things, can decrease her natural vaginal lubrication and cause vaginal dryness and discomfort during sex. And if sex hurts, that can definitely affect a woman's desire and her arousal. A common complaint for men as they age is difficulties getting an erection and difficulties maintaining an erection. And for both men and women, they may experience age-related changes in genital sensation. So many will need stronger or longer or just different types of stimulation in order to be able to become aroused and reach orgasm. And like speaking generally, most often, couples will come to me complaining that sex has just become very mundane, very boring, that they've lost the spark in their relationship, and they aren't sure how to get it back.
Today we are joined by Kelly Young, a registered psychotherapist, registered sex therapist, and registered marriage and family therapist in Toronto, Canada, and the developer behind the Be Together Vibe here on eHealth Radio's Marriage and Family Channels. a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Kelly, what are some of the tips that you can give your clients or that you do give your clients on a regular basis regarding increasing sexual pleasure?
Well, one of the most important things that I encourage my couples to do is to really nourish and prioritize their sexual relationship. And sometimes people balk at the idea of planning and preparation when it comes to sex because they think that it should just happen spontaneously. But if you're waiting for sex to just happen spontaneously, you may actually be waiting a very long time. Because the reality is that life can get really busy, really hectic, and really stressful. And it's very easy under those circumstances for sex to simply fall to the back burner while you're just busy trying to get everything else done. But there is lots of evidence to suggest that couples who have regular and satisfying sex are generally just happier and more productive in their lives. So if having a good sex life is important to you, you need to plan to make it happen, and you need to plan to make it good. So I encourage my clients to set aside time for intimacy and actually book it off in their calendars, as long as their calendars are private, actually. So book it off in their calendar so that it's protected time just for the couple. And some couples like to have designated date nights that they plan for and they actually look forward to. But planning ahead for intimacy time is important so that you can free yourself from the various distractions and set the right mood for intimacy and get into a much more erotic frame of mind. And interestingly, our brains are actually our largest sex organ. So when our brains get turned on, it's more likely that the rest of the body will follow suit. So I encourage my clients to get into the practice of doing something to help them to transition from their regular daily grind into a more sexy and erotic headspace. So, for example, you could read a passage from a romance novel, take a soothing, relaxing bath, light some candles, can listen to some sexy music, or even watch a clip from a really steamy movie. Another good tip is to use a sexual lubricant, and that's especially true for women who experience some vaginal dryness. But even if you have adequate natural vaginal lubrication as a woman, the extra slipperiness that you get from a sexual lubricant can make sex so much more pleasurable and arousing. And that's true for men and women alike. And if sex has just become mundane and boring, do what you do in other areas of your life when you become bored. You shake things up, right? You change up routines and try something new, something more exciting. Good sex is fun and playful. So I encourage people to really just get creative and have a good time. Try a new position or a new technique. Play out your favorite sexual fantasy. Experiment with different types of touch and sensation. And what's more fun than playing with toys, right? So a vibrating sex toy can be a great way to stimulate and spice up your sex life. And the Be Together vibe is definitely creating sparks in the bedrooms of couples all around the globe.
Lastly, Kelly, how do men actually enjoy the Be Together vibe?
Men totally love the Be Together vibe for many reasons. So for one, men generally get really, really turned on just by getting their partner turned on. And they will definitely do that with the Be Together vibe. Also, the various modes and speeds of sensation offered by the Be Together vibe are very pleasurable to men. And another one of the great features of the Be Together vibe is that it has a ring that fits snugly and comfortably around the penis, which many men tell us helps them to have stronger, firmer, and longer-lasting erections. And what man doesn't want that?
Kelly, well done, and thanks so much for joining us here today, and I'm sure our listeners definitely want to know where they can get further information and also to purchase the Be Together Vibe.
You can go to our website. Go to feelthebuzz.com, feelthebuzz.com, and you'll find lots of information on the website.
Well, Kelly, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Kelly Young, a registered psychotherapist, registered sex therapist, and registered marriage and family therapist. in Toronto, Canada, and the developer behind the Be Together Vibe. And for all the details, visit feelthebuzz.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.